3 years ago, Bradley Baird was an honor student at North Carolina State University studying to be an engineer. The 9/11 attacks put him on another path. By the spring of 2002, Baird had enlisted in the Army. He became a member of the 2nd Battalion, 17th Field Artillery Regiment of the 2nd Infantry Division. In the middle of October, he was killed in a roadside ambush in Iraq. Leonita Inge of member station WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, has this remembrance.
It was hard to miss Army Specialist Bradley Baird when he entered a room. His 6'3", 230-pound frame demanded respect, but friends say there was no need to worry.
Bradley was a huge, burly teddy bear.
George Arroyo is a close friend of the Baird family. He watched Bradley grow from a little egghead, he says fondly, into a man.
If you looked at him, you would be intimidated until he started talking to you. Then he would make you feel at ease. I mean, he's just a big guy.
Bradley was a big guy with a sense of humor that left a room cracking up. He loved being the center of attention with his jokes and antics. Arroyo recalls the time when Bradley was about 10 years old and decided to drink milk mixed with Pepsi, like on the old sitcom Laverne and Shirley.
He kept asking to be excused to the restroom, and I was watching him, and nobody else noticed, but he would take big gulps, go spit it out, come back. Finally, about the fourth time he asked to go to the bathroom, his dad said, "What are you doing?" And so they figured out that he was, you know, trying to get rid of it. That's classic Brad.
Friends called him an all-American guy. Bradley was born and spent most of his life in a suburb of Pittsburgh. He lived a middle-class life, friends say. He never gave his parents any trouble and was protective of his little sister. They were both homeschooled in the little town of Apex, North Carolina. That's where Bradley met his best friend, Adam McKee, after the family moved there. They were in the same homeschool community and played league basketball together. And as teenagers, they also worked for a small computer company.
We got to run a delivery truck, delivering computers, unboxing them, and plugging in cables. That was one of the biggest growing experiences I had with him, is actually having to work with him.
Going to study engineering at North Carolina State University wasn't a surprise to McKee. But Bradley's decision to join the Army was. McKee says they spent a lot of time talking through this decision.
Honestly, my motive originally was to sort of try to talk him out of it, but once he really described to me what he was doing and why he was doing it, I had no recourse but to say, that's admirable.
And the Army seemed to suit Bradley well. He volunteered to go to Iraq, and there was talk that he might pursue officers' training school and make a career out of the military. Arroyo, who, like Bradley's father, is in the contracting business, has placed a large gold star made of wood flanked with a black ribbon at his construction sites.
It reminds us of Bradley's sacrifice and his family's sacrifice and the great pain that his family's going through. And we can't forget that. You know, we don't feel it till it touches home, and it touched home.
On October 14th, Bradley was one of three soldiers to die when a bomb exploded near their convoy. Bradley leaves behind his parents and one sister. He was 22 years old. For NPR News, I'm Leonita Inge in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.